This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. It's just me today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to listen, you can listen to the archives. You can listen live. There are plenty of great broadcasters right here at GCNLive.com. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to listen on your telephone, there's an easy way to do that. Here's the number, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. If you'd like to call, and it's on topic, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Okay, so today will be, I'm going to tell you what I think and what I know about the Corona Panic. The Corona Panic is the term that I coined right here on USA Prepares. And what I'm about to tell you is pretty serious. So let me start with this. 35 years ago, I had one of those performance appraisals, also known as a performance review, my annual review at one of the banks where I was employed. And during my annual performance review, the senior bank officer said to me, he was my boss at the time, he said to me, Vinny, you do a really good job, but you don't work well with stupid people. And I've said this before on the air. And I've got to tell you, he was partially correct. He really was. I don't work well with stupid people. I also don't work well with careless or reckless people. So when I say he was, you know, partially correct, he didn't include the careless or reckless people part. My new term for those careless, reckless, stupid people is GDP, generally dumb public. And it's kind of catching on. And they are going to get a lot of us killed. I'm starting to lose respect for people whom I once respected, due to their embrace of what we have coined here at USA Prepares as situational morality. I'm starting to lose respect for people I once respected because of their situational ethics. People who think that it's, you know, it's bad for people to do certain things, but it's okay for them to do it. I'm starting to lose respect for our commander-in-chief, because he uses profanity. Frankly, it is very difficult for me to respect anyone who can't just use their native language to express their thoughts without profanity. He got a blot of ink on his clothing, and he uses the F word. Really? Am I supposed to trust leadership from that? Now, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I didn't vote for anybody, and I don't plan on voting for anybody. I think, if you think about it, they call it a poll. You know, you go to the polls. That means, what's your opinion? What would you like? If you could have your way, what would you like? But the Electoral College really makes a decision. So, does your vote count? No, I don't think so. So, I'm not going to vote. Again. Now, I used to vote. And when we had selections, and I would have to hold my nose because both candidates of the major two parties smelled, I'd write myself in. You know, for governor, president, I would. Senator, I would. Because I think anybody who is honest could do a better job than the choices of political liars we have in front of us. Class, this is a very serious broadcast today. If you can't handle knowing what is happening with respect to coronavirus, please turn your dial to another program or do something else. I will tell you what I know, and I'll tell you what I think, and I will differentiate between the two. Yes, I said what I know. I know information that I'm not supposed to know. And I will not tell you where I learned that information. But I learned it firsthand. Coronavirus, I've coined the term corona panic almost since the beginning. Many people in the media, the independent media, are discussing the corona panic as if it is a hoax, a fraud, a false flag, a way to influence the selection or election of political candidates. You know, those people who call each other names, those who swear at each other, you know, those people on stage. The ones who don't act presidential but want to be president, those people. So many in the media, we can call it the alternative media, you can call it the independent media, many are discussing the political aspects of the coronavirus, which is now the corona panic, which is now the corona pandemic. Some have even said it's not a pandemic. Well, actually, there's no question about it. It is a pandemic. Pandemic is a disease that grows in numbers and spreads across the planet. That's an easy way of looking at what is a pandemic. So if you have the regular colds or the regular flu and the numbers don't change much, that's not a pandemic. This thing is growing. It bothers me that broadcasters have been wasting time, valuable time, time that you cannot get back, with the whodunit topics. Forget about whodunit for now. Forget about it. Focus on what are you going to do to survive this thing? Because after this is all over, and the bodies have been buried, then there'll be time to go play whack-a-mole and then figure out where they are, the people who did this to us. But you have to prepare to survive it. We are, and we have been, in the second Great Depression for several years now. I stand by my statements of years ago. Now we're starting to see the quickening. The quickening is the collapse of financial markets at an increasing rate. It's actually the collapse of a lot of things at an increasing rate. And that's called the quickening. Art Bell used that term. Art Bell was the finest broadcaster, in my opinion, on radio. He's way better than any of these people that we have now. Way better. You know, I use the word broadcaster. I know a guy who calls himself a talk show host. And I guess that's what he is. He's a talk show host. That's what they do. They talk. I don't look at USA Prepares as a talk show. I really don't. I look at it as an educational worldwide broadcast. That's why I have termed the people who are on the air with me instructors. That's why I call myself an instructor. Because we are teachers. All of us at USA Prepares are volunteers. We want to teach what we think you should pay attention to. Now, you don't have to pay attention. You can turn that dial anytime you want. We have no control of it, nor do we want to have any control of it. Nor do we want to be the be-all and end-all for everyone. We are only interested in working with students. I do not have respect for listeners. Listeners are like people who go to ball games and they watch. They watch the ball games. And when they're all done watching the ball games, what have they accomplished? Not too much. They spent some money, they've had some beer, they've drained out some of the beer, they've increased the trash pile, you know, with their disposable, consumable devices like cups and hats and, you know, things that end up in the landfill. And they really think it's important to go to these games. Those are the equivalent of listeners. For weeks now, we have seen many days where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen, I'll just say roughly 1,000 points per day from the previous day. One day, the collapse was about 2,300 points. Yesterday, the market was halted again. It ended 2,352 points lower than the previous day. In 30 days, the Dow lost 30%. Now think about that. Your pensions are evaporating right in front of your eyes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 10% yesterday. That means that whatever you had invested in the Dow Jones, in the stock market, probably lost somewhere around 30% in the last 30 days and probably somewhere around 10% yesterday. Gasoline prices are in a steep decline. Now, some people may think that's wonderful. Well, let me put this in perspective. I bought diesel fuel for the farm about a week ago. The wholesale price of diesel fuel today, about a week later, is half of what it was when I bought it. Half. Gasoline wholesale prices in New York Harbor right now, 79 cents a gallon. Overnight, it dropped 21%. When we come back, I'm going to try to put that in perspective, what that means. You're going to be shocked. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's just me today. And as I mentioned, gasoline wholesale prices in New York Harbor right now is 79 cents a gallon. It was $1 even a gallon yesterday. It dropped 21% overnight. Now, if you consider the taxes on gasoline, which averages a little over 60 cents per gallon, the state, federal, and local taxes all added in, about 61 cents per gallon. Think about that. The price of gasoline wholesale is 79 cents, and the tax on that is 61 cents. It's almost as much tax as it is for the product. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine 100% tax on gasoline? Gold and silver are both down. Should they be down? This is a time of panic. People are panicking, but they're down. Gold and silver are down. They should be up. They are manipulated. We all know that. Sellers of gold and silver are in panic mode. I know this. I said, I know this. I didn't say I think this. I said, I know this. And I'd like you to consider believing what I say. You don't have to. But when I say today, during this broadcast today, that I know, that means I know. That means I have witnessed what is happening from a very, very close perspective, if not there. And I won't differentiate when I was there and what I got from a member of my family who was there, who I absolutely positively trust. But right now, there are people selling their gold and silver, physical gold and silver. I'm talking about physical coins in gold and silver. They're in panic mode. They're dumping their holdings at their local dealers. I know this for a fact. Why are they doing that? Our farm is on lockdown. When I say lockdown, I mean lockdown. I'm going to read again this very short email that I sent to instructors. And I don't do this. I don't bother people with, look at this, look. Look what I found. Look at me. I'm showing you something that I found on the internet. I don't do that. It's very rare that I do that. Only if it's something that is relevant to a discussion here at USA Prepares will I do that. And it's rare. So here is the email that I wrote to instructors. Not to students, just to instructors. It says, quote, to USA Prepares instructors, we've been following the corona panic on air every day since January. As you know, it's real. Numerous phone calls from radio listeners, yes, that's what I said, listeners, asking to visit and meet me have been answered with, the gate is locked. This has been going on for weeks. The gate is really locked. We are not entertaining guests. None. We have taken precautions at the farm and are on lockdown for our animal safety and ours. The telephone still works, though. You may want to consider doing the same. Vincent. That's short and sweet, right? What I'm saying is don't come here. And I mean it. There's no reason. There's no reason for anybody to come to our farm now. We are closed. The mechanical and automotive services that we provide, that stopped. Because we don't know where the people who, the customers, if you will, have been. We don't know who has sat in the seats of their vehicles. We don't know. So we're not getting in them. We're not taking any chances. People are now beginning to panic, but only those in the know. The GDP is oblivious. Disinformation and misinformation abound. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been quite a week for Americans who've learned that almost nothing in their daily lives is not being impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There are over 1,700 cases of it in the United States. Over 40 people have died of it. New Rochelle, New York, northern New York City, has the highest cluster of cases in the nation. And this morning, a drive-through mobile coronavirus testing facility is open there. This man was one of the first to show up.
Everybody's so afraid and paranoid. Like, my own family in Port Chester is paranoid that I may have the coronavirus, and it's so frustrating because I'm not sick.
A Philadelphia police officer has been shot and killed in the line of duty this morning. The officer shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home. The police commissioner has identified the 46-year-old cop as a member of the city's SWAT team. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's going to be sliding. Take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
As I mentioned, class, people are beginning to panic, and we said it would happen. Over a week ago, we said that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, people would begin to panic, and they did. They did. I made some phone calls to advise and just a couple people who I didn't think knew what was happening to go shopping last weekend. I don't believe they did. And you would think that I would receive phone calls saying, boy, I really appreciate that. You were right. People are panicking, and the stores are out of toilet paper and paper towels and so forth. You'd think I'd get calls back. I haven't gotten any of those calls. I've made checkup calls, and I don't even get the phone doesn't even get answered. I don't know what's going on. But Sam's Club is out of all sizes of domestically produced powdered milk. Now, I mentioned that this week. And I got a call early this morning before the broadcast that it's available at Walmart. I went to Walmart, and it's out of stock. So it might have been available for a couple minutes, and it's out of stock. I'm talking about domestic brand powdered milk. Now, you might be able to get some that's made, you know, in Europe. But if you want reasonably priced American powdered milk, it's going to be tough to find. Now, why would that be tough to find? Because it lasts a long time. And some people who are getting it, meaning understand what's happening, are buying those kinds of food items. And chicken noodle soup is out of stock at Walmart.com. How do I know? Well, yesterday, right after the broadcast, I met with the family. I said, shoot, we should get some Jewish penicillin. And that's what it's called. I mean, it works. It really does. And that's a kind of a nickname for chicken noodle soup. I'm not making a slight against the Jews. That's just what it's called. And I think it is a great substitute. So it could be Irish penicillin, too, or Italian penicillin. But I went to Walmart. Well, actually, I typed in Lipton chicken noodle soup to see what I could find. And it took me to Amazon. It took me to Walmart. I found it at Walmart, and I clicked 10 boxes, and I went to go to check it out, and it said, oops. It literally said, oops. Something went wrong. So I clicked back, and it said, only 7 in stock. So I clicked 7, and I clicked checkout. Oops, something went wrong, out of stock. So in the time that it took me, less than 10 seconds, to change the cart number from 10 to 7, they're out of stock. If you try to buy it right now, you'll find it's out of stock. Now, here's something pretty interesting. So I went to Amazon during the break, and you can get it. You can get Lipton Soup Secrets noodle soup with real chicken broth. Now, there's 4.5-ounce boxes. 5 boxes. Each box is 4.5 ounces. Now, these are the same. This is an equivalent of what you can buy at Aldi, or you used to be able to buy at Aldi before they ran out, for 85 cents a box. On Amazon right now, you can get it. They have one of them for $29.99 for 5 little boxes of Lipton's chicken noodle soup mix. Now, each box has 2 little pouches, a little over 2 ounces apiece. I'm not exaggerating. What has happened is there's been a panic at the stores to buy things that people think are important. And chicken noodle soup is important. The coronavirus, which I call the corona panic, is a pandemic. It's increasing in numbers and has an effect on, it's infected all continents. It has. Now, some on-air personalities have said that the coronavirus is not a pandemic. Let me read to you what Wikipedia says is the definition of a pandemic. And you tell me. You tell me whether it's a pandemic or not. A pandemic is a disease epidemic that has spread across a large region. For instance, multiple continents or worldwide. A widespread endemic disease with a stable number of infected people is not a pandemic. Further, flu pandemics generally exclude reoccurrences of seasonal flu. So what they're saying is, if the numbers are stable, it's not a pandemic. If the infection is not stable, if the infection is stable in numbers, it's not a pandemic. And generally, pandemic definitions exclude reoccurrences of seasonal flu. This is not a seasonal flu, and it's increasing in numbers. It meets the definition of a pandemic. So why is it that people are saying it's not a pandemic? I'll let you answer that, because I don't know. So, in this case, I am siding with, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say, the mainstream media. Because they're warning people of the seriousness of this coronavirus. Now, those who are debating the theories of its origin and purpose, who done it, why they did it, whether it's going to infect the Democrats, the Republicans, the stock market, whether it's going to correct the stock market, all of that can be true. But that's a waste of time. Because we, here at USA Prepares, need to prepare. It's kind of late now, really. But I wouldn't waste a second in getting the food supplies that you need. I wouldn't waste a second. I'd get right on the stick. Shame on you for not having already done it, because we've been telling you. We've been telling you this is coming. We've been saying for as long as we've been on the air, about 9 years now, getting close to 9 years, that you need to prepare for everything. You know, when people say, doomsday preppers, they would say, well, what are you preparing for? I'm preparing for a grid down. They'd have all kinds of things that they'd prepare for, which is silly. You prepare for everything, because everything's interconnected. Now, could the grid go down because of the coronavirus? Of course it could, because if people don't show up for their jobs, those people who work on the grid, those people who climb the power poles and fix the transformers and the wires and the insulators and the circuit breakers and the fuses, those people who repair the poles that cars crash into and trucks crash into, if they can't go to work because they're sick, the grid will start to fall apart. If those people who feed the fuel into the nuclear reactors can't show up, the grid can go down. There are all kinds of maintenance issues with the grid. I mean, it's huge. The power grid is the biggest thing that man has ever made. It's not the car. It's not boats. It's the grid. It's everywhere. It's the biggest thing. So people who are debating the coronavirus and its origins and who done it, they're wasting time in my book. And I'd be glad to challenge anyone who thinks otherwise. And if you do, we'll pay for the call. I'll give you the number right now. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm deeply concerned for your safety. Going out in public is risky. Our government is suggesting that you avoid contact with the GDP. They didn't say it that way. That's my rephrasing of what they said. And they are right to do so. They are right to tell you to stay away from people, because people carry diseases. It's clear. It's clear that, boy, this ought to get me in trouble. That's okay, though. This could be my last broadcast, and that's okay, too. If you look at who's infected, now, I haven't really studied it, but it appears to me that people in wealthy villages are sicker and have more incidence of the coronavirus than poor people do. Now, why is that? Is it because they hop on planes and they jet set and drill holes in the atmosphere? I think it is. Do they go to these great lavish gatherings where people are wall to wall rubbing elbows, networking with each other across countries? I think it is. If you look at these politicians who want to glad hand and rub elbows and rub cheeks and things like that and act like they like each other and they like you, that's what's happening. There are two members of Congress who are in self-quarantine, at least two. There's two that we know about. The government is in the business of increasing commerce because it taxes everything that moves. Cars, trucks, tires, food, even electricity. Electricity moves. It's electrons in motion. Gasoline, computers, everything. It does not want to reduce taxes. It loves taxes. Taxes pay a lot of its bills. So when the government is telling you to stay home, to self-quarantine, my term is lockdown, their term is self-quarantine, that is a reduction in the movement of things which are taxed. They really don't want to tell you that, but this is so serious that they are telling you that, and that's what you should do. Now, I would never suggest that you do something that I wouldn't do. See, that's immoral to me. You know, the do as I say, not as I do kind of a thing. We're in lockdown. My family is in lockdown. Our son, who has a small repair business, told his customers, if you want it done, you have to have it done by this date because we're locked down for 30 days. Then we'll let you know. Now, is that a risk to his business? You bet it is. Because if they need it fixed tomorrow, they're going to go someplace else. He may lose that customer forever.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Aside, that no whining rejoiner, that's aimed at mainstream media. It is. What happens with mainstream media is, if you listen to those guys, I'm talking about the biggest of the big, you'll hear them say something, and then they hit the reset button, and they say it again, 8 minutes later. Then they hit the reset button, and they say it again, 8 minutes later. So, for 8 minutes, 8 minutes, and 8 minutes, they say the same thing. They just use different words to say the same thing. You might want to listen and see if you hear the same thing that I hear. So, with the corona panic, people will lose their jobs. There are currently out-of-stock conditions for parts, supplies, food, bearings. Almost everything is at risk. Engine parts, transmission parts, certainly we've mentioned that weeks ago. It took literally three deliveries from a national tire distributor to deliver to us a set of tires. It took three deliveries because they didn't have all of them at one time. Three deliveries to get a set of tires. Now we bought six. But this is a common size tire. And it's a well-known brand. It's not some weird brand. It's a Pirelli P7. Three deliveries across 4 days to get tires. Now, by the way, I want to mention why there are six. If you have an all-wheel drive vehicle and you get a damaged tire, let's say you hit some road hazard and it rips the sidewall, you know, a pothole like the ones that we're not supposed to have, but they're everywhere because the government is derelict in fixing the roads everywhere. Missouri is like the most pothole-ridden state in the Union, literally. So, tires fail a lot around here. Well, if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, and let's say you have 50% left wear left on your tires. And one of them gets ripped. You have to replace that tire with one that's the same size, the same make, model, and amount of wear. Otherwise, you will damage the driveline, the transfer case. And that's going to be thousands of dollars. So, if you absolutely have to have an all-wheel drive vehicle, by all means, go ahead. But if you don't, it's crazy to have an all-wheel drive vehicle. Because if you compare that to my old antique Mercedes diesel, it's rear-wheel drive. I can have a BF Goodrich on the left front. I can have a Goodyear on the right. I wouldn't have Goodyear, but I could. I might have a Michelin on the left rear, and I might have a Cooper on the right, and that's okay. As long as they're the same size. You know, it won't handle it perfectly, but I could do that. If you did that on an all-wheel drive vehicle, you would destroy it. Four-wheel drive is much stronger than all-wheel drive. All-wheel drive is like the car version of four-wheel drive. All-wheel drive is weaker. It really is. Now, you can get away with having different mismatched tires of the same size on a four-wheel drive vehicle. It's not ideal, but you can. If you do it on an all-wheel drive vehicle, you'll destroy the transfer case. Transfer case is attached to the transmission, and it provides drive components to the front wheels. Okay, so we have these out-of-stock conditions all over the country. Why are the broadcasters not discussing how to prepare? Why? Well, I asked Mrs. Finelli that question. I was really frustrated yesterday. I was in the kitchen with her, and I said, why is it that you think other broadcasters are not talking about how to prepare in the first place? They're talking around it. They're talking about who done it. They're talking about the politics of it. But they're not talking about how to survive it. Why is that? Why? Because talk shows talk. Talk show hosts are generally not preparedness-minded. They're talkers. Mrs. Finelli is one of the brightest people I know. And she said it so simply. She said the reason they don't talk about how to prepare for this, and they haven't been warning people about this, is because they don't know how to do it. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.